With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. A long-awaited reconstruction is finally underway on the troubled Pajaro River levee system. That's after a groundbreaking yesterday. But as KAZU's Scott Cohn reports, the threat of flooding isn't over.
Congress first authorized rebuilding the Pajaro levee in 1966, but despite multiple floods over the years, funding it always took a backseat to projects in more affluent areas. So this was more than just a groundbreaking, says Santa Cruz County Supervisor Zach Friend, chairman of the Pajaro Regional Flood Management Agency.
I mean, today's a defining moment in many respects.
From fighting for a project to building it. It took the 2023 flood, which left hundreds homeless in the town of Pajaro, to finally get the money to start the $600 million project, including federal funds from the bipartisan infrastructure law and ultimately some $200 million from the state. Assembly Speaker Rob Rivas, who represents the area, also fought to streamline state permitting requirements.
I'm proud of what we've accomplished to get to this point. It's been a lot of work, but I won't rest until the project is 100% done and completed.
And that is still a long way off. Completion of the project and truly improved flood protection is still years away, says the Flood Management Agency's Executive Director, Mark Strudley.
It's still ultimately a 5 to 10 year duration to get this project all built out.
Still, officials say turning these shovels of dirt and starting construction means turning the corner on a project some 60 years in the making. In Watsonville, Scott Cohn, KAZU News.